dusk in the Amazon.
Der Sonnenuntergang ist einmalig hier in der Wildnis. Ich liebe diese Stille, den Frieden, die Ruhe. Oh, es ist so schön wie im Paradies.
You know, Klaus, I'm afraid I'm beginning to understand you.
Yeah. I see how dinner is coming along.
Good.
Jack?
Yeah?
Do you know how the Amazon got its name?
It was named after the Amazon women in Greek mythology, right?
Yes. The original legend of the Amazons came from the Greeks. It is believed the name came from the Greek Amazos, meaning without breast.
Without breast?
Mm-hmm. From their custom of amputating the right breast to make the drawing of a bow more convenient.
Frida, you mean they cut off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Essen ist fertig.
Well, what's he saying?
Dinner is ready.
Oh, great. What are we having?
Hey, Klaus, was gibt's denn heute Abend?
Oh, Jumbo, Maggio, Katuko, Pepi, Raruko, and Yum Yum.
What's that?
Breast of chicken.
Really?
No. Fish.
Boy, it's been a long time since I've eaten fish that wasn't deboned. It really slows down your eating.
You like the piranha?
Oh, it's pretty good.
They aren't that dangerous, you know.
Yeah.
But if you have an open cut, it's not wise to go swimming where piranhas are.
Yeah.
Or when women have their period, not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jacko.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
It's during the dry season when the river subsides. Sometimes piranhas will be trapped in pools without food. If something wanders into the water, well...
They can strip a taper in 1 minute.
Nice invitation, everybody. This is great dinner talk. Why is my tongue starting to turn numb?
Jambu.
Tokopi.
What's that? Hey, what's going on? Why is everybody trying not to laugh?
It's the plan that makes your mouth pucker.
Oh, my God. It's the old tongue on it. Hey, it's very funny. How long does this last? Come on. Oh, my God. This is like Hollywood's version of paradise. White beaches, lagoons, jungle recordings, water lapping. I think I'll stay. So, where are we sleeping tonight?
In hammocks.
Hammocks, huh? Well, that'll be interesting.
Beds are too hot. Hammocks are perfect for the tropics.
Hammocks, yeah. So, finally, how did the Amazon end up being called the Amazon?
Francisco de Orellana was the man who discovered the Amazon.
Ja, aber die Indianer, Klaus.
Was mit den Indianern?
Die waren doch zuerst da.
Hast du recht, ja, die waren zuerst hier.
Could we do this in English, please?
I just said that the white man always gets credit, but what about the Indians?
Well, good point.
Du erzähl die Geschichte.
Na gut.
Also a good point.
Orellana fought alongside Francisco Pizarro in Peru. He heard of a golden city, El Dorado. And he heard tales of a gigantic river that was so wide, one could not see the other side. A river filled with fish and strange aquatic animals. He formed an expedition with Pizarro's brother, Gonzalo. It was outside of Quito that Orellana first heard of the warrior woman, that lived alone on the banks of a great river. Pizarro took over command and left with the first party. It took him 16 months to reach the meeting of the waters.
17.
Okay, 17. He returned to Quito. Orellana kept going. Again, they met Indians that told some strange stories of women without men. The chieftain warned him that they would want to mate with his men and he should be careful because They are many and you are few. Orellana was delighted. Yeah. A few days later, again, he heard of the warrior woman. In a village, they came upon a wooden monument representing a city, with walls and towers, surprisingly civilized for the center of the jungle. They were told it was a replica of those that ruled this land, the women who live alone. Finally, somewhere near Isla das Onças...
Isla das Onças?
Yes, that's where they saw the warrior woman. They were standing on the riverbank with bows and arrows ready. There were dozens of them. Tall, fair, naked women. The women shot their arrows at the boats, but they fell short and the women laughed.
Laughed?
Yeah. But the Spaniards fired back, hitting some of them. So, the next volley of arrows the women shot hit the Spaniards. And a battle pursued.
Yeah, but why were they laughing?
They were laughing because it was a mating ritual. They would shoot at the men they wanted, making sure the arrows dropped short so as not to damage their intended.
Ah.
At least 50 of the Spaniards saw these Amazon women. Even the priest swore it was true. But no one since Orellana has ever seen them.
Joe? Du hast ja deine Frage überhaupt nicht beantwortet.
Wieso?
Er hat dich gefragt, wie der Amazonas seinen Namen
klar,
bekommen hat.
Das ist doch was.
Der Amazonas hat seinen Namen bekommen
erklärt,
wegen
der... Ja.
Nein, du hast die Frage nicht beantwortet.
That's how the Amazon got its name.
Let's stop at the Indian village over there.
Village? I see one hut.
The houses are scattered along the river. They call it a village. I was told there's a medicine man that knows the legends of this region.
Frida?
Mm-hmm?
I thought the Indians were kept on reservations. You mean they're living out here?
Oh, yes. He bears one.
But he's wearing clothes.
Oh, yes. Many of them speak Portuguese. They are becoming like any other Brazilians.
Yeah. Civilized.
You don't seem very happy about that.
Frida, come with me. They don't speak Portuguese. Maybe you can understand their dialect, all right?
Okay, Klaus, ich komm ja schon.
Zeca, what was that?
Explosives.
Here?
Commercial fishermen use explosives to kill the fish.
That's legal?
No, no. But they get away with it.
God! What does it do? Knock the fish out?
Kills them. They kill a lot of fish for a very little. Maybe a third sink to the bottom, another third float away.
Gee. And then they just sell what's left.
They are shipped to Colombia, Venezuela. You see them in Manaus. The gills are damaged from the explosions.
Yeah.
It's difficult for the Indians. They live by fishing and hunting, but they only take enough for themselves. Now with power saws, guns, and bulldozers, technology is destroying Amazonas.
There's no escape, is there? No. Oh, Klaus is waving. I guess he wants us to come up there. It's starting to rain. Do you know what he's saying?
No. Do you?
Me? What, are you kidding?
Yes. Frida's recording what he's saying.
Ah.
Let him hold him, Alfon.
What?
I killed that damn chicken.
Yeah, it is a little loud, isn't it?
He's going to sing for us.
Who, the chicken?
No, the medicine man.
Ah. What are these things?
Igapes.
Huh? Floating islands. They jam up the river.
E a gente vai ter que passar a noite aqui, hein?
Certo.
Oh, what?
We'll have to spend the night here. The river's getting too narrow.
Did you find out anything from the medicine man?
Yes.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Another night in the old hammock, huh?
Mm. Nice frogs.
Yeah, nice and loud. What did you find out from the medicine man?
He spoke of the caves. The Indians won't go there.
Has he ever been there?
No. But he remembers stories when he was a child. It was called the Place of Madness.
Mm.
His grandfather was also a medicine man. He told about how they make a special drink there. Tashidi. They bury the leaves for months and let them ferment in the ground. Then they mix it with sugar cane. It's an hallucinogenic, special for hunting. It opens up their senses. His grandfather had entered the caves, but he wouldn't say what happened there, only that it was a bad place.
Wonderful. Onwards, onwards, into the dark heart of the jungle.
Not much further.
I feel like I've been on this boat all my life.
I think of the rain. Again.
Oh, well, what's a little jungle shower, huh?
My God, everything's getting soaked.
These jungle rains, they are sudden, huh? I love it.
Yeah. Did you see Herzog's Aguirre, the Wrath of God?
Aguirre, that song got us all. A great movie.
Yeah, great.
Zeka?
Yes.
You stay with the boat.
Okay, okay.
From here, we walk.
Bye.
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 Bye. Ciao. Hey, hey, when do you come back?
When we return.
Oh.
Big feather.
They leave me alone here. Oh, meu Deus, eu vou ficar sozinho aqui. Oh.